This program is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, a world leader in talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Want to hear real facts on social and political issues? Then stop listening now. Otherwise, stay right here for real issues, real facts with real people.
Maybe you know what a zombie is.
When you keep voting party line, this is what happens to you.
It's worse than horrible because a zombie has no will of his own.
You have subways that are falling apart. You have cops that are being accosted in the street because of that socialist you elected as your mayor.
You see them sometimes walking around blindly with dead eyes, following orders.
When are you New Yorkers going to start holding those people responsible for what they do?
Not knowing what they do, not caring.
You mean like Democrats?
I'm going to deal with topics and issues that will make you think, make you mad, and maybe even get you a little embarrassed. So don't go anywhere. The lines are open. You can reach me at 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563.
It's the Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity. Right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5563. Get involved. Get engaged. And I love to say, be part of the solution. You know, Joe Biden is, I'll get to some of the stories I thought I was going to get to, but Joe Biden is like the gift that keeps on giving. Does anybody, I mean, that poor guy. You know, his wife and others around him should be brought up on elder abuse charges. Really. He is obviously lost. Half the time he doesn't know where he is. And it's terrible. It really is terrible. Take a listen. I don't know any way to put this. Take a listen to a speech and help me try to understand if you really believe, if anybody really believes, he knows what and where he's talking. Let's see, can I, you know what, if I make this work the first time, I'm going to be pretty excited with myself because it doesn't always happen that way. Here, try this.
Tide of trickle-down economics. It doesn't work. Tide of trickle-down economics. It doesn't work. My plans will produce the strongest, fastest, most widespread economic recovery America has ever experienced. With record jobs, new record small businesses, and wages rising. It's the foundation for an economy that works for working families. Because of that foundation, we're better positioned than any country in the world to overcome global inflation that we're seeing and reach a new chapter of stable and steady growth. So let's come together and focus on what's matter, on what matters. Let's build on the extraordinary progress we've made. Let's continue to build this economy from the bottom up and the middle out. When that happens, everybody does well, including the very wealthy.
Is he serious? Is this after he got his medication or before he got his medication?
My plans have produced the strongest, fastest, most widespread economic recovery America has ever experienced. Record jobs, record small businesses, record wages.
I mean, is this guy serious? Really? Everything is Trump's fault. Just like when Obama took office, everything was George W. Bush's fault. These guys are the party of non-responsibility. Nothing is their fault. His economic plan is throwing us into chaos. Seriously. People, why go back to work when the government will take care of you? They're doing what they can to make you more dependent on them than ever before. This is ridiculous. Don't buy into this. Hold your feet to the fire. Right? I mean, you look at what's going on in the economy. You can't be serious. Food is up 40%. 40%? Gas is well over doubled. But hey, it's a strong economy. Why? Maybe him and his son are making good money. I don't know. I have to ask, right? This is a good one, too, right? Abortion activists stripped during the Joe Osteen church service. And I find this amazing. Remember, churches used to be a hallowed place to a degree. They don't believe in this stuff anymore. They think we pray to something that doesn't exist, that we're involved with something that doesn't exist. Abortion activists interrupted Joe Osteen's church service on Sunday. That's in Houston, for those of you who don't know. They took off their clothes and shouted, "My body, my choice, my body, my blanking choice," in church. That was good of them. One activist with Rise Up for Abortion Rights is heard shouting in the church as she took off her dress, leaving her wearing only underwear. Now, according to a video posted to social media, you can see her. You see the bra. The bra is white. It specifically has hands on her breasts because that's the thing we all want to see, don't we? You know, overturn Roe? Hell no, another activist screamed as she removes her clothes. Three women took part in the protest. They all stripped down to their underwear. Now, the women were escorted out of the church, allowing Osteen to continue preaching, which garnered cheers and applause from churchgoers. Outside, however, the activists continued to protest. Well, that's okay. You can do it outside. Makes you happy. Go for it. Right? They want the church to change their way of thinking. This is where the leftist doesn't get it. Those of you who don't believe in God don't get it. This is real for us. We've seen real things happen when we pray. We've seen real changes happen when we pray. So for you to tell us that we're nuts, you're the same people telling us a woman, or anybody can be a woman. Anybody can be a guy. Whatever you decide you are, from a genetic standpoint, is what you are. It's just amazing. I know it seems outrageous to do it in church or private space, said activist Julian DiEretica. She told a local news source, however, the people that are enforcing these laws have no qualms coming up to women in private spaces such as doctor's offices, medical clinics, to harass them and call them murderers. Yeah, okay. There are nuts that do that, yes. But aren't you part of those same people that want to wiggle your little tushes in front of kids and tell them it's okay to look like a hooker clown? Really? Be back in a few minutes. Don't go far.
Are you looking for the cheapest prices on car insurance? Then call the Cheap Car Insurance Hotline right now. Hey, you're guaranteed to save money on your car insurance. Most car insurances can be canceled at any time. That means if you find a better deal, you can switch right away. We're not just one company. We offer most of the major brands of car insurance. We're like a discount supermarket for car insurance. And it doesn't matter if you have a good record or a bad driving record. Our agents are experts at finding you the right car insurance for your needs. Our average customer saves hundreds of dollars a year when they call us to switch. So why don't you make this 100% free call right now and see how much you can save on your car insurance. Paid for by AIS Insurance.
Call 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. 800-399-7087. That's 800-399-7087.
Are you ready to retire? Inflation is picking up, the markets are volatile, and the dream of a comfortable retirement is harder to attain than ever before. The stock market goes up and down is beyond your control, but you're at a point in your life where you can't afford to make big financial mistakes. I'm Al Aparoa, founder of Knight Strategic Wealth. Our investment strategy allows you to go up with the stock market, lock in your gains, and when the stock market goes down, your investment won't lose a dime. This works for your investments, savings at a brokerage firm, or even money at a bank. It's simple, it's safe, and that's why savvy investors work with us. Want to learn more? Text FREE to 833-898-0500, and we'll send our retirement readiness kit directly to your phone right now. If you want to help build a retirement portfolio that will go up with the market and literally never lose money, get our retirement readiness kit today and see how this strategy can help secure your future. Text FREE to 833-898-0500. Text FREE to 833-898-0500.
Now, with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in his free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call him toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are now. We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged, be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem, even though it's easy to be part of the problem. Look, if you get informed and you act on the information, the real information that you have, then you'll make it. Something will change. And you'll make a change. No question about it. Otherwise, no. All right, we're back to the story about the pro-abortion, pro-killers, stripping down in church, Joel Osteen's Lakewood Church, I guess there were three of them total that they had to escort out naked. Well, they were totally naked. I'm take that back. They had underwear on. They claimed the reason they did it in the church is because these people have no problem, these people, have no problem showing up at the doctor's offices in other places and calling them murderers. Funny how they have these dual standards. Like, it's okay for them to go into restaurants and places of work and other places and scream against, you know, people like, you know, Sarah Huckabee Smith. I mean, Sarah Huckabee. Right? I mean, you think about all the things that they did, that they were doing. You think about the fact that Maxine Waters was fine telling them to go in, make sure they know they're not welcome here. That was all okay. Nobody complained about that. This, whole different story. Right? And you can see, I mean, if you search the internet, do a Google on this, you'll get it. Joel Osteen has an international audience, and silence is violence when it comes to things like these, said one of the protesters. We have a very, wait a minute, they're ripping babies apart in the womb. That's not violence. We're speaking out against killing, and we're the violent ones. Let that sink in for a minute. Right? It's amazing. It truly is amazing. And it defies all logic. AOC opens her, you know, this, I love these things with her. She is perfect. No, I mean that, because without her, I don't even know the kind of fodder we wouldn't have if it wasn't for her. AOC accuses people of creating drama over the word Latinx or Latinx, despite overwhelming opposition. Right, the majority, the overwhelming majority of Latinos, Latinas, don't want Latinx. What gives you few young Latina or Latino or white folks the right to tell them what they're going to use as an identifier? AOC, also known as Sandy, accused people of creating drama over the term Latinx, a word that Hispanics have overwhelmingly rejected. She says, I want to have a note on gender inclusivity in Spanish language. Nobody asked you. People sometimes like to make a lot of drama over the term. She put a video up on this, by the way. She went on to explain that before Latinx, people were attempting to be inclusive by coining the term Latina. And argued that the drama over which the inclusive term to use was unnecessary. No, it is necessary for you to speak up. We don't want you making words. We don't want you making up words that make you feel okay. She said, gender is fluid. Language is fluid. Yes, the liquid in your brain, it must be fluid because it keeps falling out. She said that people use an E at the end to spell Latini. Really? When did that happen? You don't have to make drama over it. But Latinos themselves have roundly rejected the attempt at being inclusive, with one 2021 poll finding that only 2% of Hispanic voters use the term. The term Hispanic led the way among those voters, with 68% saying they prefer it. Latino, Latina came in at 21%, while something else garnered 8%. But more troubling for Democrats, who have insisted on pushing the term, a poll found that 40% of the respondents said the term Latinx bothers them. 30% indicated they would be less likely to support a politician who used the term. Oh, Democrats, please go to town with it. You're so well informed. I think you ought to use it, don't you? I don't want you to feel like you're being stifled from using the terminology you want to use. I keep telling the Republicans, stop. Stop telling them to stop. Stop showing them what they're doing is crazy. Let them go with it. That's the irony of Latinx. It's supposed to be inclusive, but erases a crucial part of Latin American identity and language. It actually replaces the Latin language, or Hispanic language, with an English word. It's just, again, just amazing. The But don't stop them. Don't slow them down. Let them go. AOC's comments also came at the same time that Hispanic voters who have traditionally supported Democrats have been drifting away from the party. According to the NPR Marist poll, last month, 52% of Hispanic voters said that they would prefer a Republican candidate in November midterms. Wayne Hamilton, who runs the Project Red Texas, told Fox News Digital at the time that the Democrats had begun to take the Hispanic vote for granted. Biden's Hispanic approval rating, 60% disapprove, 26% approve. This has always amazed me. 14% are smoking dope. Have no idea what's going on. South Texas is as diverse a place as you can imagine. And going around saying that because someone has a Hispanic surname that they're a Democrat, like most people outside of Texas, most of the media do it blatantly, and they're racist. Think about something. If you take for granted that somebody black or Hispanic has to be a Democrat, you're not racist. You're not putting somebody in a category. You're not racist. See, I the things that they say, the things that they believe are so racist, and they don't even see it themselves. They don't really hear the words that they're saying. When they use words like subsets for blacks and Hispanics, what are they saying? What are you subhuman or something? I don't know. Hey, we come back from the break. Today is D-Day, June 6th. It's a day that many Americans and other allies came together and gave their lives to try to free Europe. But Franklin Delano Roosevelt, you know, the god of the Democrat Party, gave a speech today that was quite interesting. We'll play it on the other side of the break. We'll be right back.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. 800-254-1421. That's 800-254-1421.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Ladies and gentlemen, I'm about to give you a URL that can and will change your life. You will simply investigate it and look into it for your own self. Do your own research. This is an absolute 360 win for GCN, for American Tax Solutions, and for you. Ladies and gentlemen, these are top tax lawyers that will deliver you super service very, very quickly and change your life. The average person can save up to 90% on their taxes. Visit GCNTaxCut.com. That's GCNTaxCut.com.
You are listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Kenneth Burns.
It was a slim margin, but British Prime Minister Boris Johnson got to keep his job.
359 ballots were cast. No spoiled ballots. That the vote in favour of having confidence in Boris Johnson's leader was 211 votes, and the vote against was 148 votes.
That margin of victory was slimmer than his predecessor, Theresa May, back in December 2018. She would wind up resigning from the job 6 months later, though she remains a member of parliament to this day. Revelations of illegal parties during COVID lockdowns held by Johnson and his staff prompted a public backlash against him and unease within his conservative party. Wall Street closed higher on Monday, the Dow adding 16 points. The Nasdaq was up 49 points. The S&P 500 gained 13. This is USA Radio News.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pau D'Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
That was it the right way. We are back. Joe Matthews, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-ROJOE, 855-732-5562. Get involved. Get engaged. Be part of the solution. Now, today is June 6th. We commonly refer to it as D-Day. And it's a day we shouldn't forget. It's a day you should keep reminding your youngins, sons, daughters, nieces, nephews, granddaughters, grandsons, whatever. Whatever you got, remind them what this day is all about. The Franklin Delano Roosevelt gave a speech on this morning in 1944. And he is the god of the Democrat Party. They just love him. God's gift to everything. When George W. Bush and other presidents got involved in religious events, or Republicans got involved with this event, these people went out of their minds. Because you have a separation of church and state, so they say. I don't believe in it at all. I don't believe you can find it. Tell me where it is. Love to know. Because if it's in the actual Constitution, I'll adhere to it. But let's listen to what Franklin Delano Roosevelt had to say about religion and what went on that day.
My fellow Americans, last night when I spoke with you about the fall of Rome, I knew at that moment the troops of the United States and our allies were crossing the channel in another and greater operation. It has come to pass with success thus far. And so, in this poignant hour, I ask you to join with me in prayer. Almighty God, our sons, pride of our nation, this day have set upon a mighty endeavor, a struggle to preserve our republic, our religion, and our civilization, and to set free a suffering humanity. Lead them straight and true. Give strength to their arms, stoutness to their hearts, steadfastness in their faith. They will need thy blessings. Their road will be long and hard. For the enemy is strong. He may hurl back our forces. Success may not come with rushing speed, but we shall return again and again. And we know that by thy grace and by the righteousness of our cause, our sons will triumph. They will be sore tried by night and by day, without rest, until the victory is won. The darkness will be rent by noise and flame. Men's souls will be shaken with the violences of war. For these men are lately drawn from the ways of peace. They fight not for the lust of conquest. They fight to end conquest. They fight to liberate. They fight to let justice arise and tolerance and goodwill among all thy people. They yearn but for the end of battle, for their return to the haven of home. Some will never return. Embrace these, Father, and receive them, thy heroic servants, into thy kingdom. And for us at home, fathers, mothers, children, wives, sisters, and brothers of brave men overseas, whose thoughts and prayers are ever with them, help us, Almighty God, to rededicate ourselves in renewed faith in Thee in this hour of great sacrifice.
I have to interrupt for a second. I can't imagine the people today, or the young people today, appreciating this prayer at all. Think about it. He wants a renewed faith in God. He wants to thank God for the victory over the enemy. And who is that enemy? The enemy is, well, human beings, but they're known as Germans, right? And Japanese in some cases. So you sit there and you say to yourself, I mean, they would have, today, they would have a problem with everything he's saying. Because first of all, he's praying, the President of the United States, asking the country to join him in prayer? Unheard of. We can't have that. And on top of it, he's asking that imaginary God to be able to beat those heathens, you know, those animals in the other countries. Because apparently, they're not as human as we are. Or something like that. Take a listen.
Many people have urged that I call the nation into a single day of special prayer. But because the road is long and the desire is great, I ask that our people devote themselves in a continuance of prayer as we rise to each new day.
I mean, the president is asking, begging, if you would, for people to pray, continually pray, to keep praying.
And again, when each day is spent, let words of prayer be on our lips, invoking thy help to our efforts. Give us strength, too, strengthen our daily tasks, to redouble the contributions we make in the physical and the material support of our armed forces. And let our hearts be stout to wait out the long travail, to bear sorrows that may come, to impart our courage unto our sons, wheresoever they may be. And, O Lord, give us faith. Give us faith in Thee, faith in our sons, faith in each other, faith in our united crusade. Let not the keenness of our spirit ever be dulled. Let not the impacts of temporary events, of temporal matters of but fleeting moment, let not these deter us in our unconquerable purpose. With thy blessing, we shall prevail over the unholy forces of our enemy. Help us to conquer the apostles of greed and racial arrogances. Lead us to the saving of our country, and with our sister nations into a world unity that will spell a sure peace. A peace invulnerable to the schemings of unworthy men. And a peace that will let all men live in freedom, reaping the just rewards of their honest toil. Thy will be done, Almighty God.
Amen. Oh my God. He actually prayed. He prayed for God's will to be done. He prayed for people to come to a better knowledge of Him, to understand Him better. He asked God for victory over the enemy, other human beings. I mean, all those things that in today's world would make him crazy, wouldn't it? Make some of these people nuts. But they're a little God guy. Oh, no, they, from you who don't pay attention, they revere him pretty much as the God of gods. Anyway, Joe Mancini, your host, always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. We'll be back in just a couple of minutes.
No matter if supply lines are down, product deliveries are slow, and that most everything costs more these days. You still have neck and shoulder pain, right? Good news. Sunny Bay has new products that target neck and shoulder pain. Products that are in stock now, ready to ship anywhere now. Like our extra long neck heating pads. They provide soothing relief to painful sore necks and backs. You can heat them in a microwave oven, and they come in a variety of colors and patterns. And for stress relief, get our lavender scented hands-free neck wraps. Or maybe you need one of our smaller, lower back wraps. Great for seniors. Again, there's no shipping delays from Sunny Bay. Find our new products on Amazon, Walmart, Etsy, and sunny-bay.com. Just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. All our products are great for men or women, are reusable, and easy to clean. Remember, just search for Sunny Bay Neck Wraps. Order now because stock is high and shipping is fast from Sunny Bay.
In the 1800s, there were 160 spas set up in Europe to dispense fresh liquid whey. The sick would recover their health and the aged would become rejuvenated. There's only one whey protein powder on the market that can generate and surpass the results seen in the whey spas in Europe. But first, let me tell you the story of 90-year-old Mary, who was semi-bedridden and in hospice care. Mary had been consuming only a pea protein and pasteurized milk drink. Then Mary was put on the Green Meadow whey mixed with raw milk. She was given 2 to 3 whey drinks per day. On the very first day, Mary was up and came into the kitchen and made chicken soup. She was on her feet for many hours. 3 days later, Mary had gained 2.5 pounds of healthy weight. Green Meadow Whey is health-giving to both young and old. Green Meadow Whey is guaranteed to make you feel better, stronger, reduce your inflammation, and eliminate virtually all toxins from your body without feeling sick. To order, go to bestwheyprotein.net. That's BESTWHEY protein.net or call 888-988-3325. That's 888-988-3325.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Airlines have just reduced their prices even more. Book 30 days in advance and save big.
Want the absolute lowest prices on your airline tickets? Then call the low-cost airlines travel hotline right now for prices so low we can't publish them anywhere. The only way to access our low rates and save up to 70% is to call. Save hundreds on your vacation tickets by calling right now. You can fly anywhere in the world and pay discount prices on your airline tickets. Book a flight today to London, Paris, Madrid, or anywhere else you want to go, and pay a lot less guaranteed. Call the International Travel Department right now at Low Cost Airlines.
802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. 802-341-4535. That's 802-341-4535.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our court.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
I am back to fight for you.
Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855, real Joe. 855-732-5563. I do appreciate the time that you're spending with us on the air. In the chat room, texting and tweeting. Just being part of the conversation. You know, the you got to get informed to help out. You got to get informed so you're there and you know what's going on in the schools, in the city, wherever. You know, there's an old joke going around that when they took prayer out of schools, you know, that's when everything went to hell. Well, they never, you know, believe me, prayer is still in schools. And I'm not just saying that to be funny. It's still happening. And what we need to do is you need to train up your kid. I just had this conversation today with a group of ladies, moms, and you have to train your kids to hold strong to their beliefs. Not to just to try to fit in. You know, we always hear about peer pressure and trying to fit in, and all your kids want to do is be liked and all this other stuff here. But who are they hanging around with? You know, shouldn't we be building a coalition and teaching them how to hang around with whether it's like-minded believers or people that kind of are on the same page as they are, instead of going and or finding or bumping into or befriending people that are 180 degrees from their belief systems and then not wanting to be ridiculed by them, so they kind of switch how they think and what they think? Come on. Anyway, it's just until you take a hard stance with your kids, they're not going to change. And things are not going to change, but it's because it's those kids driving what's going on out there to a big degree. Large law enforcement organizations throughout the U.S. are weighing in on President Biden's new executive order that he signed a few weeks back, which I'm saying that it's a step in the right direction. Others expressing concern that it's just political theater. Because he's back to demoralizing police officers. Making it look like it's all this that's going on in crime is their fault. Biden signed the executive order on advancing effective accountability, policing, and criminal justice practices to enhance public trust and public safety. Holy Mary. That's the bill. They had 3 pages just to write the title. Executive order on advancing effective accountability, policing, and criminal justice practices and enhance public trust and public safety. Now, it was on the 2-year anniversary of George Floyd's murder. Now, it was a measure of what we could do to heal the soul of the nation. Who was for that murder? I want to know. You keep talking about it, or they keep talking about it even today, like it tore the nation up. Like half the nation was for it and half the nation was against his killing. I'm sorry, I don't find that anywhere. That executive order came as crime rates are skyrocketing across the country. Record number of police officers have been shot. Officers say the morale is low among their department, and they're having trouble hiring people. Gee, I wonder why. It also comes several months after legislation to reform policing has stalled in the Senate. Because the Republicans are holding fast, it's not the police's fault. The Democrats want to blame the cops for everything. Senior administration officials have told Fox News that the action will target a wide range of reforms, including directing the Attorney General to establish a national law enforcement accountability database, banning the use of chokeholds, cartoid restraints, unless deadly force is authorized. You know, I agree that maybe they need to go through retraining, and some of them already do. Right? On a regular basis. Not every week, maybe once a year, like they, you know, every time that they have to go requalify with their guns, maybe they should do the same with retraining of these kind of things. But if they have to call in to request permission for deadly force or permission to do certain things, their whole way of thinking is going to change. Right? This isn't going to fix it. It's going to actually make it worse. Right? And again, to say that he thinks that the executive order is going to help the nation heal, what nation is he talking about? Where is he coming from? The National Sheriff's Association said that the organization was not consulted by the Biden administration in crafting the action. NSA President Sheriff Vernon Stanford said that there are potentially elements of this order that make sense. It could be beneficial to all law enforcement. However, sheriffs are disappointed that the president chose not to be transparent about the process. By choosing not to listen to the elected law enforcement, the president missed a hearing from the rest of the country. He handpicked who he had in his staff that would actually give him the verbiage. I mean, come on, give me a break. Really, think about it. The process leads us to believe that the president had preconceived notions of our opinions or perspectives, importantly, elected sheriffs. Yeah, here's the problem for these people, not the sheriffs, but Biden and company. Sheriffs are elected. sheriffs are elected based on what the people want their community, how much protection they want for their communities. Seriously. You want liberal law enforcement? Then you elect a liberal sheriff. You want conservative law enforcement? Then you elect a conservative sheriff. And police departments, police chiefs, are not elected. They're appointed. So they have to do what the mayor and the city council want them to do. They don't have a right to say, no, not going to enforce it if it's not constitutional. Well, they may have a right to say that, but they'd be fired immediately. Where a sheriff cannot be fired. He'll be impeached and removed, but he can't be fired. You know, think about it. Sheriffs represent and protect over 300 million citizens across the country. They operate 90% of the nation's jails. They protect 90%+ of the courthouses. They operate 90% of the 9/11 systems of the nation. Right? So, if you're not talking to the over 3,000 sheriffs across the country, what are you telling me? That you're not doing your homework? That you're not doing the right thing? That you're not trying to make sure that everybody's involved and engaged? The National Police Association, they call Biden's action political theater. They believe it'll endanger the lives of more police officers. Spokesperson Sergeant Betsy Branter Smith, she told a local news source that the restrictions on military equipment transfers is one of which, in the name of making the public safer, may endanger the lives of police and public. If the president is going to inhibit the ability of law enforcement agencies to obtain these life-saving vehicles, it's incumbent upon him personally to provide a substitute. He's right. They're exactly right. I mean, the LA Police Department, whether you agreed with some of their tactics or not, when they went into some of these neighborhoods, when they went into some of these areas, they had Army surplus equipment that they used to go in to protect them. Smith also told the local news source that the death of George Floyd was tragic. Our justice system dealt harshly with those involved. And now isn't the time to tell the public that the American law enforcement is systematically racist. We're talking about throwing gas at an open fire, right? Jason Johnson, president of the Law Enforcement Legal Defense Fund, said that this executive order is political response to activist demand. That's true. These guys are doing everything that the people in the streets are telling them they have to do, they should do, they need to do. The International Association of Chiefs of Police and the National Fraternal Order of Police told Fox News Digital that they had been engaged in extensive discussions with Biden to develop an executive order. Did you hear that? The International Association of Police Chiefs. Why are we going international? Why wouldn't you stick with the police chiefs in this country? Right? And not just the police chiefs, but as he said, since the sheriffs handle 90% of the jails and such, since the sheriffs are watching over a very, very, very large part of our communities, why weren't they brought into this? Local sheriffs. Not police chiefs from Ireland and Italy and Spain. Doesn't make any sense. Well, it does for their own agenda. It does have to try to push their own agenda. Major city chiefs or association, their association also said that the administration extensively consulted with MCCA while developing the executive order, but warned that the executive action in lieu of congressional action is not sustainable. They're right. And they say they're underfunded. Gee, where did we hear that before? All the players need to come to the room from all parts of the community, big cities, small cities, rural areas, suburbs. You need chiefs, you need sheriffs from all of those areas. In a way, it'll make sense. So I'm a senior host. A lot more coming up in the next hour. Don't go far.